With Secretary of State John Kerry dispatched to the Middle East, the president addressed the tensions and casualties in Gaza during his statement at the White House today, calling once again for an immediate comprehensive ceasefire.
The work will not be easy. Nevertheless, I've asked John to do everything he can to help facilitate a cessation of hostilities. We don't want to see any more civilians getting killed.
The intensity of the Israeli operation in Gaza right now has created new layers of displacements for Palestinians who have lived in a kind of refugee netherworld, many since 1948. The displacements from the current fighting now number more than 40,000. For people trying to escape, there is no place to go.
The sound of shelling, and the people are running. People are running everywhere you look. Bodies are being dug from the rubble. People are running. And the sound of shelling, bombardment that went on through the night is continuing now in the day. Black clouds of smoke, white smoke as well, rising just beyond where we're standing at the end of this street.
That's Lise Doucette reporting for the BBC from Gaza. Paul Skocielos is Deputy Country Director for the World Food Program in Jerusalem. He joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, John.
So where do we stand as far as the disruptive qualities of the current invasion is concerned? I mean, the Israelis say that they're going after specific targets, but we've got displacement numbers that are running in the tens of thousands.
That's right, John. The situation is extremely dire. People feel unsafe in their homes or they're warned to leave. And as a result, they're fleeing en masse. And we have to remember that Gaza is small. It's roughly the size of Detroit, and there's 1.7 million people, and they're fenced in on all sides, and they have limited places where they can leave. So when we say people are fleeing, really there's fewer and fewer places to flee to. So we're finding that they're going to shelters, mostly schools, UN schools in particular, and they're also going to homes to stay with friends or relatives in other areas of Gaza.
And there's no way out of Gaza at this point. Is there an open access to Egypt at this point?
There is not really open access. Most people cannot leave. Some people can if they have dual passports or they get permissions, but it's very difficult. For most people, they can't leave.
And how is Hamas dealing with the distribution of food and the infrastructure? Would you say that their aggression against Israel is in many ways a contributor to the refugee problem, in the sense that they must have known that this would bring things down on civilians inside of Gaza?
Well, and it's really the civilians I'm concerned about. There is conflict in Gaza. There's many reasons for it. And it's the civilians who are paying the price really on both sides, but in particular in Gaza, where we're seeing really more than 100,000 people are now affected and on the move from the conflict. So that's more than 86,000 people in shelters as of last night. And we're seeing many more tens of thousands living with families and really just on the move.
And, you know, we've heard stories of people who go to visit and spend time with families or shelter with families and friends, and then shelling will get them there. So there's no particular safety to moving to your uncle's house or your brother's house.
And that's why we're seeing so many people going to the UN schools. The UN schools are well marked and they're considered to be relatively safe places to go. The problem is these are just very rudimentary schoolhouses. Think of a courtyard, a couple rooms, no kitchen, very limited bathrooms. And so you have 500, 1,000 people in these makeshift shelters. They need food, they need water, they need sanitation. And now that the conflict is reaching 2 weeks, the situation is getting much more dire.
Given the numbers that you've mentioned there and the casualties that are mounting, what are the immediate humanitarian needs from your perspective as a deputy country director for the World Food Program?
Well, the needs are many, but I would say that first is a safe shelter, and the UN schools are providing that at the moment. The second, really, it's water. UNICEF is reporting 1.2 million people in Gaza lack access to safe water or sustain safe water. It might be on a little bit during the day, but not throughout the day, and often it's contaminated. The thing I'm focused on is food. More than 100,000 people now need food. And the problem is, because these are shelters without cooking facilities, we have to bring in not our normal food for emergencies that could be cooked, but food that can be eaten in shelters. So we're bringing in canned tuna. We're working with bakeries to provide fresh bread. And for those living in homes, we're providing electronic vouchers, which enable people to go to their local market and purchase food, clean water, things like that, necessities.
Is that working?
Well, there's limited times that they can leave to use the vouchers, but they are being redeemed. The last number I saw was 97% of the vouchers we're giving out are redeemed. But the bigger problem right now is securing ready-to-eat food, things that can be eaten in shelters on a large scale for now reaching 100,000 people. So that's a lot of food. They need food each day. And we are working with our partners to rapidly purchase food and bring it in from Dubai, from Italy, and also doing purchases locally.
Are the Israelis disrupting that supply chain? Are they facilitating it? How is that working?
We don't have a problem bringing supplies into Gaza. We do have a problem because of security conditions, overall security conditions, moving within Gaza.
Can you respond to the claim that's been persistent throughout this last 2 weeks that the Hamas forces are using civilians as human shields, and that might account for both the displacements and the extent of civilian casualties in Gaza? Do you see this? Do your people see this? Do they report it? Are you permitted to talk about that at all?
We really have to just focus on the humanitarian situation. And for whatever many, many reasons, these people are in need, and that's what we focus on. And we don't ask questions about why. That's not the role of the humanitarian agencies. That's the role of the political agencies. So if there's a need, my job is to go find them and ensure that the civilian population has food, clean water, and shelter.
Do you work with Hamas authorities, or are you independent completely of the political situation inside Gaza in distribution and moving around?
We work through NGO partners and other UN partners. So, for example, the UN runs most of the schools in Gaza, and we're working with those agencies that run the schools to provide food so that the people in the shelters can receive the food they need.
And if the UN's up and running, then you're up and running.
That's correct.
Paul Skocielos is Deputy Country Director for the World Food Program in Jerusalem. He joined us from Jerusalem. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you, John.